You're listening to a Radio 191 FM podcast.
One joining us from Poinike, Wellington, Te Whanganui Atara. We've had them on many a time. They're a dear breakfast of mine and of the station. Formerly, they were a Dunedin music icon, and now they've moved on to, I guess, bigger and better things up in the capital. We have Lucky, a.k.a. Beatwix, here on the program. Morena to you. Well, how are you doing?
Yeah, pretty good. Had a cuddle with my cat this morning, so that's always a nice way to start the morning.
Is that baby?
Yeah,
is baby. Is it your cat now?
Oh, no, she's just like the flat cat, you know.
Simplicity. I remember you explained it to me as though she was a neighbor's cat who just...
Yeah,
I don't know, it was neglected maybe, and that's why she's always around your house.
She is, but she's just over all of the time.
Oh, and that's so
like,
good.
Since other people have moved out as well, like I think she picks favorites, and now that other people who were her favorites have moved out, now I'm one of the favorites, so it's great.
It feels good.
It does feel good. Yeah.
Oh, that's awesome. That's so good. I love Baby Bear. Baby is the cutest cat in the world. But oh, that's great. I'm glad you're having fun with your cat. You've been in Poinike now like a year or two, I want to say.
Yeah, it's like coming up to 2 years now.
Yeah, that is nuts. Because you used to be in like five or six different bands in Dunedin. And you also had like three solo projects. And what capacity are you in music up there? Are you a Sour Queen up there? Or Sir Queen? Beatwix.
Yeah.
Are you in any bands?
No, I've been having some jams with people, but that's not really, like, eventuated into anything just yet. So, yeah, and I've been doing composition work as well, but as part of, Sir Queen is going by the name of Lucky Omen now, but I've been doing lots of improvisations and stuff, which I'm hoping to release at some point soon as well.
Mean, so, I see that you keep collaborating with other people as well.
Yeah,
at like Pyramid Club and stuff.
Yeah, that's been cool. So I've been getting into much more like improv work outside of Beatwix as well, which has been really cool. I guess like Beatwix kind of got me into playing the flute again, and then I've been,
Mean. I do like Wellington a lot. Pyramid Club seems to be quite a spot for experimental and avant-garde musicians. Yeah. Seems to be the sort of trajectory you're on, which is awesome. Oh my gosh. So you've recently done this Come As You Are cover.
And going from experimental to...
So you recently put out this cover, and Beatwix started as a project from you borrowing a Nintendo DS at an art school and then experimenting with the DS beat making capabilities. Were you using DS beats on this new song?
Yeah, all of the synths are made from the Nintendo, and in fact, like, I've got another DS now, so I'm now able to like add extra synths. So this was like actually I had this cover that I programmed ages ago. I kind of just thought it would be a funny one to like do on the DS. It kind of sounded like it fit. And I kind of chose to do a cover of this song specifically because I just wanted to make fun of my teenage self caring so much about what other people think and really, really, really needing everyone to know that, even though I was, like, at the time, this classical piano nerdy girl, that I was actually into Nirvana. And just, like...
And Minecraft. This whole thing.
Yeah, and yeah, I was actually, like, cool. But, like, it's just so funny because, like... Obviously, like, Nirvana is considered so uncool now, so I kind of wanted to do this cover in a really stupid way to just, like, experiment and also get just it off my DS so I don't need to have it there anymore. And kind of just, I don't know, embrace being really strange and doing something really weird.
I'm so quirky and different. I'm just being away. No, that is so fair. It is funny looking back at your teenage self and being like, oh, why did you try to impress these goddamn troglodytes? Like, what was the point? And you're a troglodyte too. Everyone's like a, you know. Yeah.
And it's funny, because I used like this Facebook profile picture that I took back when I was 15 or 16 is like the cover. Mm. And I put like a Nirvana quote as the thing, like the caption for the photo for no reason. And like, obviously it's only like really like your grandparents and like stuff who are on Facebook these days. And it's like my grandparents all commenting like,
I was wondering what these these texts are.
Yeah, because the caption was like, I'm so happy because today I found my friends. And then it's just my grandparents being confused, like, I don't get quite what you mean. Or like, how did you do that? Like, how did you find your friends? Like, or,
yeah, X nanny. That's really funny.
Yeah.
That's so good. But Nirvana, I think, they're definitely like one of the kind of masculine associated bands from the 90s who I think have aged really well. Like Kurt Cobain, if you can always find like cool stories about him, you know, being like, I hate homophobia and racism and stuff. Or there was that one gig he did where like, before him there was an all lady band and the audience was like booing them, and so Nirvana just came on stage and just like messed around. They didn't take it seriously at all. I think that's cool. And so, when did you start enjoying Nirvana?
I think when I was in, like, high school, it was one of the first bands that I got into. And I guess, also part of the cover was kind of, like, hearkening back to my roots as in bands and but kind of making fun of it a little. Because it's my first time recording guitar for Beatwix as well, so that was quite fun to try and record guitar by myself. But I also in terms of the co-pupper for like all of the money from the track going to like Outline as well, I think with Kurt Cobain like being outspoken about those issues, and also the song like Come As You Are, I don't know, as a phrase, it kind of makes sense for that as well.
I was gonna touch on that actually, because it is like I guess themed around supporting the LGBTQ community.
Yeah, well, I think I just like, because I'm doing a gig in a few weeks, which is like, fundraising for that. And I don't really know in terms of doing covers, like how earning money works anyway. So I was like, I'll just donate all of the money to charity, because that kind of feels like a better thing to do, and a good thing to do around Christmas, I feel, as well, especially when, like, I don't know, the holiday season can be pretty rough for queer people. Speaking from experience, so it seems like a good time to really like support, support that charity as well.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, completely. Why'd you go with Outline Aotearoa? Have you had like previous experience with them at all, or have you just heard really good things?
Not really. I just had heard good things about them, and it seems like, well, because it's like a queer helpline service, and I don't know, that just seemed like a particularly like, I don't know, just providing free counseling and support.
Because no one's going to sue you if you donate all the proceeds, would you ever consider covering like a really silly massive pop song like Hotline Bling? I'd really want to hear your cover of Hotline Bling.
Maybe one day. I feel like maybe something with like slightly more, because at least like Come As You Are, it actually is like, you know, even though it's like not cool to listen to Nirvana anymore, it is a good song.
Who says it's not cool to listen to Nirvana anymore?
I don't know. Maybe I do.
Bro, I was just playing Nirvana on the show. No.
That's funny.
I wasn't. That's okay. Fair enough. I mean, I don't know. I still love Nirvana. Negative Creep is like an incredible song. I'm a negative creep. but yeah, I do love this cover as well. And it's way shorter than the original. It's only sitting at 220. Which is quite miraculous to be able to condense that song so much.
Yeah, I don't know. I don't think I sang the lyrics any less than the, maybe the end part is slightly like, but I guess it's a bit faster and probably less instrumentals. But I noticed that as well. It was quite. Yeah. Also, as a random fact, I just also like the theory. I don't know if you've heard this theory, but there's a theory that like Kurt Cobain was actually like a trans woman, but just like never like. Because he used to, like, sometimes dress in dresses, and there were, like, other things from that, but just, like, back in the day, maybe that wasn't a thing he could do as much.
True. So that's maybe.
Kind of interesting. I don't, we can't even know if that's, like, actually the case, but it's kind of, like, an interesting
idea.
I could see it.
Game theory.
Yeah.
Well, yeah, it could be, like, Well, at the very least, what we know is that he's pretty like unafraid to be a little bit more gender fluid than some of his contemporaries. Yeah. You wouldn't get that from like Pearl Jam, you know?
No.
But yeah, it's so cool to have this track come out. Just kind of as a fun, like one-off surprise drop. I really appreciate that. Do you have anything else in the vault that you wanted to be dropping in 2026? Anything else you want to get off your chest from Beatwix?
Yeah, well, I'm going to be actually doing a music production mentorship in the coming year, which is pretty cool.
Mm.
Like being mentored in music production, and I plan to, be doing some recording and stuff as part of that. And this was just like me sort of like going through stuff and kind of clearing out old stuff and also practicing mixing on something that, you know, I don't care so much about how it turns out. There'll be more stuff coming. Also, like, I kind of wanted to release this so that, like, I do release the other stuff. I can't have a Come As You Are cover be the last thing I ever, release this Beatwix, you know? So it's like, there's definitely going to be more coming.
That's exciting. And last time we spoke, it was very brief. It was after an interview that I did with Selena from Synthetic Children.
Oh, yeah.
So, and that makes a lot of sense because up in Palmerston North, the Papayoia, there is this really DIY electronic scene that's been popping off for quite a while. Have you been aware of that for very long, or is this something you've kind of just been stumbling onto now?
I was aware of it for, like, I guess when I went on tour for Beatwix last year and played there, and kind of also got more connected with the radio station there through Beatwix. Mm-hmm. But, yeah, I wasn't so much aware of it before then. No.
True, because it seems like such a natural fit.
Yeah. No, it's really cool. I went there for a gig recently, and it's, it reminds me of all the old, like, the venue Snails really reminds me of all the old, like, Ortiportsi venues, like the Attic and...
Nun Gallery,
yeah.
Mm. And I do think Dunedin's kind of lost its edge a little bit in that, just with the venues, you know. But at the same time, someone talked to me recently, like, about how some of those venues might not have had the best, like, safety practices and, ID screening kind of things, you know?
No, they didn't. They definitely didn't. But that was, for me, that was part of the fun.
That was the charm. Like,
was the charm is that they're, like, not safe.
Yeah. Fair enough. But at least now we've got, you know, it's a bit safer.
They definitely had I mean, Dee's Cafe, I think, was one of the ones where that was, like, definitely a bit dodge.
Dee's
not. It was just like this concrete thing, and it was, like, down these stairs, and there was only one staircase to get into the basement.
Mm.
And, like, I don't think there was a hand railing on it and stuff, and, like, also, like, yeah, there was only the one exit, so if, like, something happened and then
you were, like... You're out of luck, mate.
Yeah, that was not the best safety-wise.
Well, you do what you can. You do what you can. I don't think there's anything else I have in my head, but I will hopefully be seeing you very soon in the holiday season, if you're going to be around Wellington. But I want to know, is there anything else that you've got to... that you want to say to our lovely listeners? Any thoughts, final words, considerations?
No, but I guess just to donate to Outline Aotearoa, and if you do that and you want to download the track, send me a screenshot or just get it on Bandcamp and I'll be donating all of the proceeds to Outline. So,
mean.
Yeah.
Mean. Awesome. Well, thanks for coming on, Beatwix. Do you want to be called Lucky or Beatwix? I don't know.
Your choice.
My choice. I'm going to go with Beatwix because this is a professional capacity.
I think so, yeah.
All right, thanks, man. Love you. All right, folks, that was Beatwix coming to us live from Poinekia, Wellington. It is 9:14 here on the program. We're going to be wrapping up things very shortly. As you know, we have a short day here on the breakfast program because I have the RUSA staff party pretty soon. Here is Beatwix with Come As You Are, the Nirvana cover, one of our two Mazagran hit picks on this week's Top 11 Countdown. Keep it locked.
As you are, as I want you to be, as a friend, as a friend.
was a Radio 1 91 FM podcast. You can find more of them at r1.co.nz/podcast.